Shores, El Pacifico. Bill Hendry.
Let me be clear. I do not condone violence. There are no leaders.
This is the reform that some folks in Washington are still hollering about. Still shouting about.
Your friend in the White House has been following in the footsteps of his predecessor.
Yes, I'm glad the president passed health care.
Bleeping retarded.
Thundercrack.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. And even if we've got to go through the looking glass, which we do every night here, of how the media reports information, that's exactly what we're going to do. On this radio show, you're going to hear a talk presentation that is the singularly most original anywhere. Now, I made this announcement earlier. I'm going to make the announcement tonight, and I guess I should make this announcement now. I really should make this announcement now. So if you, I know that you have Bob Green on the line, right, bud?
Yeah, he's waiting, but, you know.
I'm going to make the announcement now because I did make it on our pre-feed, on our uncensored pre-feed, that our website, well, let me just put it to you this way. I'll make the announcement tomorrow night.
Well, now you got everybody talking about it.
I'll make it tomorrow night. Don't worry about it. I did make the announcement on the pre-feed, so everyone who watched the uncensored video cast knows, but tomorrow night at 10 Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, you will get the full brunt of it, man, the both barrels, Jack, bang, on the announcement concerning the Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Now, the current Pope allegedly knew about a priest that molested 200 deaf boys. And we're going to have Harvey Wireman on the line with us this evening to talk about this. Mr. Wireman, a retired attorney who does a lot of pro bono work, is going to be talking about the story that's rather shocking, the Pope knowing of a priest that molested 200 deaf boys. Now Republicans are being threatened over the health care program. Bob Green joins us in just a couple of minutes from Fraser Foods to talk about that. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Louisville, WLRS 105.1 FM. Our affiliate there in Louisville, Kentucky, and Fargo, North Dakota, WDAY 970 AM. Two great affiliates, two great broadcasters joining the Phil Hendry Show network. 877-876-PHIL, the number. Joining us from Buena Park, California, is Bob Green, who is the CEO of Fraser Foods. And the story of the threats that are sort of jumping back and forth now between Republicans and Democrats, it's heating up, Bob. It's not getting any less. And now we have what I think is one of the most tasteless of all the tasteless things that have been happening here over the last several months, some kind of an email that portrays Michelle Obama as an ape or a monkey. And I want to talk to you about what you know about that. Here, though, are the comments of, first off, with House Minority Leader Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor is speaking out here against these threats, and he mentioned some experience that he has with it.
Let me be clear. I do not condone violence. There are no leaders in this building, no rank-and-file members in this building that condone violence, period. I've received threats since I assumed elected office, not only because of my position, but also because I'm Jewish. I've never blamed anyone in this body for that, period.
All right, here is another comment from Cantor on Eric Cantor again, but it's not just on his own personal experience, but he's condemning Democrats for using these threats politically.
Just recently, I have been directly threatened. A bullet was shot through the window of my campaign office in Richmond this week, and I've received threatening emails. But I will not release them because I believe such actions will only encourage more to be sent. It is reckless to use these incidents as media vehicles for political gain. That is why I have deep concerns that some, DCCC Chairman Chris Van Hollen and DNC Chairman Tim Kaine in particular, are dangerously fanning the flames by suggesting that these incidents be used as a political weapon.
All right. Next up, we've got here another congressperson. I believe this is Representative Tim Perriello. He is talking to CNN that he's outraged by John Boehner's remarks. First, you got to hear Boehner, and these were the comments that Boehner had made that I didn't particularly like. Boehner is saying, "I'm against violence. Of course, I'm against violence, but I understand why people are pissed off." John Boehner is not. Talk about an empty suit, but he's got a really big platform for that empty suit to stand on.
I know many Americans are angry over this health care bill, and angry at Democrats here in Washington for not listening. But as I've said before, violence and threats are unacceptable. They have no place in a political debate. We need to take that anger and channel it into what I would describe as positive change. Find your candidate. Call your congressman. Go out and register people to vote. Volunteer on a campaign. Make your voice heard, but do it the right way.
All right. And finally, here is Perriello, who talks about what he just heard Boehner say.
Actually, I thought his statement was fairly outrageous. What he was saying was, for those of you who are threatening people's children, we want you to channel that anger into the campaign. No, we want those people to go to jail. That's what I'm hearing from the Republicans in my district and in my state. They understand the difference between someone who's breaking the law and someone who's simply upset about policy.
All right, so that is that. Now we have this story here from Casco, Maine. Some residents of a Maine town are calling for a town official to resign after she acknowledged circulating an email suggesting that First Lady Michelle Obama evolved from monkeys. Now, what is happening, by the way, folks, because I'm a white man, and you know, as a white man, no white person can tell me that there isn't a racial problem in this country, because I listen to white people and how they talk. It's amusing to hear white people say, "Oh, there's no racial problem," talking to another white person. I think it's because probably most white people agree with them. I've been in cabs. I'll get into a cab, right? And the cabbie never met me before in his life. But because I'm white, he thinks he can start in with the N-word jokes, right? And I've purposefully embarrassed some of these guys. And they look in the rearview mirror at you like, "Oh, my God, you know, what did I say?" I says, "Well, one thing, I'm going to stiff you on the tip. And I happen to know which way you got to take to get to the hotel, so don't try to screw with me. And when I get out of your cab, you know, I hope somebody sets fire to it. How about that, jackass?" I mean, I have purposely embarrassed some of these guys. And because they're in business, you know. So they'll start talking this stuff. Now, what we have going in America today is this. And this is a fact. This is not me giving an opinion. This is a fact. The racist underpinning of many white people in this country is now coming to the surface because it's tolerated by other white people now, because we got a black president. And so the other white folks say, "Well, this is okay with me." Now, I know I'm probably pissing off a lot of conservative listeners, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't care. I break my ass every night on this radio show to present a entertaining product. And if the truth hurts, then kiss my ass. I got some crackers listening to me, and I'll go right out in public right now. In Arizona, in the city of Phoenix, there's some white folks down. I don't even think these people know that we've moved into the 21st century. They're still waiting for 1900 to roll around. And I come out here and I do a comedy show, but if some of these white mothers think that they're gonna, that they got a comrade in arms here, that I'm their brother, with a pointy hat, find another show to listen to. I don't care. Think I need the money? I don't need the money. I love doing this radio show. I love being on the radio doing what I do, but I don't need the love of whites who think that I'm not down with the whole view that government's oppressive. Some of these same white people who think government's oppressive, they want a jobs program, they want the government to go after Wall Street, they want the government to do this, they want the government to do that, they want the government to do a whole bunch of stuff. They want the government on the backs of all kinds of people except them. So why am I supposed to keep quiet about that? So now we got the first lady of the country being compared to an ape, and some dumb bitch that sent this email around wants everybody to, "Oh, well, I didn't know." The matter arose Tuesday night in the middle of a Costco Select Board meeting in Maine. The email admittedly passed by Costco select woman Barbara York includes a side-by-side picture of the First Lady and an ape. Resident Mary Fernandez asked for York's resignation. It's not funny. It's not funny at all, Fernandez said. Would you make fun of autistic children? Would you make fun of the disabled? Fernandez said she will take the issue to the Maine Human Rights Commission. Costco resident Jeannie Oren filmed York's reaction and explained at the board meeting. York appeared flabbergasted by the allegation. York said, quote, I do apologize. It did not go through the town computer. It was sent to me. I sent it on, and I'm sorry if it offended anybody. Like, this woman is so stupid, she doesn't understand. Of course she understands. Of course she does. Of course she knows it's offensive. Of course she knows it's racist. And of course she knows exactly what it represents. But when she was caught, that's the fallback. Oh, geez, really? How about that dumb bitch that had that black baby for Christmas with a banana and a monkey, and when they confronted that stupid bitch, she said, oh, I didn't have any idea why we've been in this business for a long time. There are more people right now getting angry at me for using the word bitch, which is entirely appropriate in this condition and in this case. Entirely appropriate. I wouldn't apologize for using that word in a million years. But they're more angry at me than they are at some stupid bitch sending an email out like this, some stupid cracker here in California sending out some monkey thing about Obama, some stupid woman that's got a doll with a banana and a monkey, some dumbass on Facebook with a profile picture of an ape and Obama's name underneath it, and they think because I'm a white man I'm going to sit there and laugh at it because his white friends laugh at it? And I ain't trying to suck up to blacks. I could care less what they think, too. I just got to live in this country. You know what I'm saying? You know, the man said, he said, you got a problem with me? He says, no, I just got a problem with what you do, man, because I've got to live in the same space that you live in. I got to live in the same country that you live in. You know, I got no problem with you. It's just that when you act the way you do, I got to live here, too. York did not return several calls seeking comment. It's not that this woman has committed a crime, ladies and gentlemen. She's a representative in working in government. Do we need people like this working in government? Is the state of Maine so poor in intellect and in public commitment that they've got to go to the bottom of the barrel and find something like this to represent them? Are there so few quality people? And I'll tell you the state of this country right now. It is more likely that a radio station gets pissed off at me for what I'm saying tonight, more likely than it is people get angry at this behavior. That's the state of America today. They're more pissed off at Phil Hendry for bringing it up than they would be at this bitch for sending out an email comparing the First Lady to a monkey. This is not the first email, folks. This is not the second email. There have been three emails now that have been floating around this country of ours sent out by dumbasses like this, comparing the First Lady of the country to an ape, all right? I got it the first time, all right, you stupid cracker? I understand. You think you got to keep beating a joke into the ground? Try beating something else, something you got more experience with. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Bob Green coming up next on The Phil Hendry Show. Seven seven eight seven six Phil, and if I sounded a bit calamitous there, Robert Green is joining us from Buena Park. Forgive me, Bob, but that is my point of view. We were talking about the Michelle Obama email.
No, I understand. I have my point of view as well, Phil, and I'd like to express to your audience.
All right. Well, one of the things that I didn't mention to my audience because I wanted you to have your say is that you had gotten a hold of this email that also included these side-by-side pictures, and you had forwarded it.
I had forwarded it, and I had sent it along to some coworkers. But let me tell you what I find to be the I think this is the most outrageous aspect of this story. And I echo Eric Cantor's comments, who is the House Republican, that this went public is an obvious political tool being used by individuals in my business that want me to look bad. They have gone public as a way of I think, smearing the business that I'm associated with, smearing the many commercial enterprises that I'm involved in, and there's no need for this. To go public is completely political.
All right, now hold on for a minute, Bob. You're saying...
No, to go public is completely political, Phil, and to go public shows that you do not have any concern for the community. I care about the community deeply. And for these people to go public and say, well, I had gotten a hold of this email...
Did you not get a hold of the email, and did you not forward it on?
That's beside the point. The point that I'm trying to make...
No, that's not beside the point. I understand what you're saying.
There are people that got a hold of that email, and they sent it on to individuals at the at one of the Orange County papers, and another individual sent it on to CBS Television in Los Angeles. And I got phone calls at my office. You know, you talk about you being pissed off. I'm a little bit pissed off.
What are you pissed off at?
I got phone calls at my office this afternoon at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And they want to talk to the guy that sent the racist cartoons. And
well, first of all, Bob, I don't know, were they cartoons or
they were photographs. It was from this woman in the lady in Maine. I don't even know her. I got this by way of another friend, who, it's interesting to note, is not in any kind of heat with the public.
Well, who did you get this from?
I got it from Jim Bernard, who works over at the he works at, if I can say, at Manning's.
Well, all right. So you're saying that this Manning's, which is another grocery chain.
Yeah, it's another grocery chain.
All right. So you've just gone public with him, right?
No, I have not gone. But you asked me a question.
Well, you just went public and you said that Jim Bernard sent it from Manning's, which is a specialty grocery chain, right? And so now it's you and Jim Bernard.
No, I didn't go public with Jim Bernard. What I did, you asked me a question. And frankly, he is the guy that sent it to me. Now, I'm not trying to say anything other than the fact that to go public with this information, that I sent these pictures of Michelle Obama that look like she's a monkey, I think is divisive. I think that it only adds to the very... strained tenor in this country right now. And I'm, to be honest with you, I'm shocked. And I think it's so typical of these liberals.
Bob, do you understand, and if you can just...
No, I totally understand what you're saying. You're saying that I'm the guy in the first place that shouldn't have forwarded this this email on.
I'm telling you that you are... Yes, I'm saying that you got a hold of these emails from this friend of yours, this Bernard over at Manning, who got it from whoever. It originated in Maine, and you're sending it on to people, and you're saying that the people that went public with it are the people that are causing the problem.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, see, that's what I don't understand. They're just reporting what you did.
It is a piece of private communication, and let me just say something, Phil. I think there's a lot of Republicans and there's a lot of conservatives that are getting very, very, very weary of these liberals and these progressives, or they like to call themselves progressives, who are taking this and using it for political gain. I threatened Frank Rinaldi. I said that I'd like to go into his office and strangle him to death. Right?
Yeah, I knew that. And why are you saying that publicly, man?
I said it to you.
Yeah, but you're saying it publicly now, and you said it publicly, I think, maybe you said it with some other people, but why would you broadcast that over a radio station?
Because it had already gone public, right?
Yes, it had already gone public, and I thought it got cooled out. Why are you bringing it up again?
Well, Man, you don't get it at all, do you? No,
I guess I don't get it. You're saying you want to have the freedom to say that Michelle Obama looks like an ape. Is that it?
I forwarded a racist joke, and I think that these Democrats want to go public with that information so that we continue to be harmed in this country. And
you threatened a congressman. You said you were going to go into his office and strangle him. But the fact that that went public, that's the real problem.
I think so, and I think a lot of Republicans agree with me. I don't think Democrats are smart enough.
Robert Green from Fraser Foods, who threatened to strangle some congressman and was passing on those Michelle Obama monkey pictures. World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
Phil. So, you know, kind of a sour note to start the show, but that's just the way it's going to be. I mean, if we've got all these people out there, and this has really got nothing to do with threats over the health care plan, Bob. This is you sending on an email with Michelle Obama, who looks like a monkey. Okay?
Look, Phil, I resent very much you attempting to include me in these accusations, I guess, of violence.
I'm not saying you're being violent.
Well, you're right before you brought me on, you have Eric Cantor and you got the rest of these guys talking about the threats to the Congress people because of the health care plan. Now, that's what I heard.
I'm saying that with the atmosphere we're living in the United States right now, among the some of these threats, is juvenile. It's not even adult. I can't even dignify it with racist. I can't even dignify it with sexist. I can't dignify it with any of those really cool words. It is juvenile. It's high school. No wonder people are upset with the government. I don't think people understand what government is. I don't think they know what a president is. I don't think they know how government works. I would not give people the credit of being intelligent enough to even know how a bill gets passed. I wouldn't, to pass along an email where Michelle Obama looks like a monkey after we've had three or four of them already, what's the point?
I thought it was funny.
You're the head of a grocery chain.
Yeah.
You're the head of a multi-million dollar business.
Yes, I am.
Do you have black employees?
I most certainly do, Phil.
You most certainly do. Would you show them that email?
Yeah. Phil, you are running my business down right now.
I just asked you a question. Would you show your black employees that email that you passed on?
That was passed on to a newspaper by a friend of mine, I don't know who thought it would be funnier to see me embarrassed and ruined than to just keep it to himself.
And so this is about your friend.
I'm not saying it's about my friend. I'm simply saying I thought it was amusing to see Michelle Obama look like a gorilla.
All right. Would you show that to one of your black employees? An honest answer.
You want me to answer that honestly?
I want an honest answer. Would you go up to a black employee and say, hey, isn't this funny? There's Michelle Obama. Doesn't she look a lot like a gorilla?
I think I would.
You know what? You know you're lying.
All right, well, yeah, Phil, there you go. There you go, taking the high road.
No, you know full damn well you're lying. You're going to show that? You say, I think, why would you show that to a black employee?
Because if you look at Michelle Obama, there is a similarity.
And you think a black employee is going to find that similarity amusing or even see the similarity?
I thought at the time, well, I think this is unfair.
You know, Bob, you wanted to come on the show and explain yourself because you got all this bad press today and you were on television trying to explain yourself. Didn't do it any better then than you're doing now.
You know, what happened to the country that I grew up in where you could have a laugh and people...
You mean the country that you grew up in where there was blackface and there was step and fetch it?
I don't know Step and Fetch It. All I know is the fact that there was a time when you could make a couple of jokes and everybody got together and laughed about it. You know, if you wanted to...
You could say to a black guy, hey, you know, you look like an ape, and he'd laugh.
I don't see why he wouldn't. There are a lot of white people are compared to animals.
Like what?
And for people to... like what?
Yeah, like what? Like what? Tell me an animal that white people are continually identified with. I'd like to know.
I think that white people are often compared to birds. And
birds?
I think that white people... You asked me a question, Phil. I'm answering it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that white people are often compared to, rodents. You often hear that.
You often hear what? Rodents?
They said Jews look like rodents.
Well, there we go. There's another subgroup, Jews. So we have blacks look like monkeys. Jews are rats. How about the good old Anglo-Saxon white Main Street American? What's he look like?
You know, Phil, I said I'd come on a program and I'd answer your questions.
What's he look like? What is the Main Street American white person? Give me an animal that they look like.
I said I would come on. You know, I'm the CEO of Fraser Foods. You're right about that. I'm a guy that makes a lot of money. I'm a guy that generates a lot of capital and employs a lot of people. And I'm sitting here like a dutiful school child being scolded because I was trying to bring my company together after the...
After what?
After the death of my wife.
Bob, I didn't know that your wife died. Bob, I didn't know your wife died.
I didn't want to bring it up.
He's not married.
What?
He's not married.
What do you mean he's not married?
I was married.
Are you married now?
No, she's dead.
What? Wait a second. When did your wife die?
My wife, the one that I was married
to? Yeah, the one that you would be married to would be your wife. When did she die?
2000.
In 2000?
I told you.
Let me say something here, Phil. That guy that works for you, the guy that looks like Steve Buscemi, he looks like a rat, too.
And get out of here, will you? Is this some kind of a joke or something?
No, I knew that his wife. I knew that his wife was dead.
You knew that his wife was dead, huh? And he says that he was just trying to bring his company together with a Michelle Obama ape. 877-876-PHIL. A Republican congressman gets a threatening call. Here we go again. Plus, Georgia may start fining slow drivers. This is beautiful. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Bill Hendry Show.
You know, let me tell you something about these death threats, okay? I don't know what these Republicans are talking. It's bothersome because if you say that, if you criticize Republican, people think you're a liberal. And if we criticize a liberal, people think you're Republican. American people have got much heavier things to worry about than who's a Republican, who's a liberal. Because right now, the American people have got their ability to think these things through is at an all-time low, at an all-time rock-bottom low. When you got a Tea Party movement, for instance, and if you think I'm getting progressives off the hook, throughout the entire Iraq War and Afghanistan War, I took them to task. Because if you've got the intellectual leadership of Cindy Sheehan, that pretty much tells everybody what they need to know about just how brain dead you are. MoveOn.org, Daily Coast, you guys put a lot of money, a lot of effort, and a lot of time into demonizing a guy like George Bush. And you were wrong then, and you're wrong now, and you're not man or woman enough to admit it. That you're rooting for death and destruction and mayhem in Iraq because that'll make you right. You're rooting for death and destruction and mayhem in Afghanistan because that'll make you right. And you're rooting for somehow those students to be suppressed and stepped on in Iran because the worst thing that could happen to you dumbasses is a democracy movement in Iran taking root and flourishing. Because then you'd be wrong up and down the line about how the Middle East reacted to the American military presence there about, you know, whether the people of the Middle East are ready for democracy or not. About, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that I got to say about all kinds of things, you know. But tonight, we're going to talk about a Tea Party movement that says they don't want to have any government interference except for job creation programs, except for reining in Wall Street, all kinds of stuff like that. Why would anybody take a movement like that seriously? Your math's wrong. This stupid clown, this guy, this O'Reilly on Fox, you should have seen this guy today. He was at an all-time brain-dead high. O'Reilly is saying, who's going to enforce the penalty if you don't get health insurance? And the congressman there, Weiner, was saying, look, there's an anti-littering law, man, but we don't have cops patrolling. It's a fine. It exists. You know that the fine exists, and so hopefully that is a deterrent against anybody saying, I'm not going to do thus and so. But they want to turn it into some sort of a Gestapo kicking in the front door. It isn't going to happen, okay? The IRS is not going to stick their nose up your ass looking for every little thing financially. Unless you say, for instance, that sticking your nose, that a bank asking you what your... Let's say, for instance, a bank asking you what, I don't know, how much money you got in the bank, what your financials are, how much money you earn a year. If you consider that to be intrusive beyond belief, then half the people in the world, if not all of them, wouldn't own a house. And then they say, don't go public. I'm going to tell you something right now. If this country had gone public more often with these letters that are written, if this country had gone public more often with this kind of hate, then we wouldn't have the stupid people that we have today who say there's no race problem. The reason why we have so many white people saying there's no race problem is because nobody wants to show them the ugly side of public life, the death threats, the hate on both sides. Cantor today said, I was targeted for being a Jew. Well, you know, when he said that, I remember thinking, why does that surprise? It shouldn't surprise me. He is Jewish. And of course he would be targeted. This is America. And if they can't beat you in an argument, the first thing they do is they start knocking you because you're a Jew or you're black or, in my case, you're bald or you're old. All these things that you can't do anything about, right? Because more and more, and we have more and more of that, because we've got dumber and dumber people who can't make the argument. What's wrong with health care? Tell me what's wrong with that plan. Tell me about the math. Tell me how my math is off and your math is right. Ah, you're a Jew. All right, so what is this other thing here? So now we got this email. I think these people ought to go public all the time. Every time there is a death threat, every time there is a threat against someone's children, every time someone is called the N-word, every time someone is called a spick, every time somebody is called a racially charged word, every time that happens, yes, I wish they'd go public with it. Michelle Buck, one of the many reasons why I can't stand that woman is because she is... incapable of any real depth of thought. She's incapable of any real vision. And so she today was saying, I can't believe that they would. You'd never go public with stuff like that. Well, if she had any real leadership quality, which she doesn't, if she really had a view of the future, she'd say, you know something, here's an idea. I think we all ought to go public with it, Republicans and Democrats. We have a death threat here against a Republican congresswoman. We'll play the audio for you, okay? So you can hear, and you know, it's from both sides. This is a threat received by Gene Schmidt's office from a proponent of health care. And Boehner, you know, that guy was absolutely right. This guy, John Boehner, hey, don't threaten someone's children or toss a rock through the window of their home. Get out and work for change in a positive way. Well, that guy was right. You don't work for change in a positive way if you're a guy that threatens people's children. You go to jail, man. You go to jail. You lost your chance to go out and work positive for anything. Your ass is in jail. You're throwing rocks through people's houses, through the windows of people's houses, and this dumb clown Boehner in Ohio is talking about how it worked for positive change. But I got news for you. At the end of the day, because I told you the biggest story is not healthcare, it's media. At the end of the day, the guy that gets punished is me, Phil Hendry, and others like me, for drawing the distinction and for bringing the argument to the fore and for showing you the black and the white. I'm the guy that gets punished because the broadcasters and the media moguls, they've got their formats and their editorial policies, see? So it's much better to kiss the ass of a Tea Party member, or maybe it's better to kiss Obama's ass than it is for me to say what is. And what is that this kind of violent threat should be public more often. Don't hide it. I think every time we get a voicemail of hatred and a death threat and an N-word, man, we ought to broadcast it all across the country so that there will no longer be any people saying to me with a straight face, oh, well, you know, we don't have a racial problem. I'm colorblind. And these comments that you want to pee yourself, you're laughing so hard. You believe that? I mean, I swear to God, I don't even think these people are aware of that. When they say something like that, we don't have a racial problem in America, I want to laugh so hard, man, I lose control of my bowels. That's how funny that sounds to me. Now, listen to this guy. He called Gene Schmidt's office bitching her out because she's a Republican.
Yes, I'm glad the president passed health care. Yeah. You funky-ass, racist-ass Republicans hate that, don't you? Gene Smith, when you got hit by that car or when you fell or whatever, you should have broke your back, bitch. You and Boehner and Mitch McConnell, all you racist Republicans. Why don't y'all just change our party name to racist? Because if one of those teabaggers would have spit on me, I'd have shot them in the face with my 9mm. All you racist mother.
There you go. Now, if I was John Boehner, but I was a Democrat, I would say I do not appreciate that kind of language, and I absolutely condemn it. But of course he's angry. Of course he's angry. He's angry because the health care bill has been characterized as something that it isn't. Of course he's angry. See, that's the John Boehner thinking. How would that make people feel? Well, it would be ignorant, and I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't countenance anybody that would do it. But that's the Boehner. That's the Boehner. That guy, he's about as much a leader as Mickey Mouse. I swear to God, they have more of an iron grip on the situation at the Mickey Mouse Club than Boehner has on his control of the facts. Why? Because this guy's got a smoker's voice? You think he's a hard ass? He looks like a dumbass to me, and he sounds like one. I'll tell you who else sounds like a dumbass. That cat Eric Holder. See, I got for everybody, man. But one of the things that nobody's going to tell me at all, you know, is that it's better that we keep this stuff repressed. That ain't better. I think they should broadcast this from the highest rooftops. Every time there's an N-word, man, blast it out there until you get more complaints from people about it, until they say, oh, my God, why do we have to hear it again? Why not? Why? Has it happened so often it ain't news? Every kind of 9/11 tape I got to hear from the sheriff's department of a woman screaming, of a little kid screaming, of a man getting shot, of a family getting attacked, somebody getting beat up. I'm listening to these 911 tapes until I want to throw up, man. Every time there's something salacious. How about this argument they got going right now about the whale that killed the lady? Everybody wants to see that? I could give a damn. What I want to hear is more of these tapes, more of these voicemail tapes going into the Congress of the Republicans and the Democrats. Let's hear it, man. What's the matter? You guys haven't got the guts? Who are you protecting? You think you're going to encourage people? Let me put your fears to rest right now, because apparently I got a better grip on this than any of those guys. You let enough of that stuff out. You put that stuff out every day. And the American people are going to become so aware of the hate that is bubbling underneath their everyday meanderings in life, they're going to get a little angry about it, and they're going to want to do something about it. They will be vocal in condemning it. They will call their local talk shows. They will say, I'm Republican, but I sure as hell I don't like that, and I don't like this. And you will see, and public pressure is a wonderful thing. You'll see that kind of behavior lessen and lessen, and you'll see people starting to pay attention again, like we used to the stupid ass in the room who thinks it's a riot because he's got on his monkey face because he thinks, you know, Obama looks like a chimp. And all that other, Michelle Obama's an ape. Grow the hell up. You think we got children in this country that we love and we behave like that? So I think that it should be broadcast. I call on Congress. I call on whoever the hell is listening to me. Go ahead and put that stuff out there, man. I'll eat it up. I'll play it every night on my show. And the first one of these Republicans or Democrats that starts squeaking about how they're politicizing this, you know what? Man, I'll get you on the show if I have to call you on the carpet for the simple-minded bastard that you are. And I'll also say that if you don't want this broadcast, maybe it's something that you engage in yourself and you don't want the word out. Is that your problem, huh? Bachman? And maybe even you too, Cantor. Maybe they didn't call you a Jew, man. Maybe you just said that happened. How do I know? You know, I've been called names. I've been threatened. I've been this. I've been that. I ain't going to believe a one of you, man, until you start proving it. And I'm very grateful for the people that did. All right, coming up on the Phil Hendry Show, we've got another guest coming up, I think. Yeah. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.